Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, we begin Perek Revi, the fourth Perek in the Hilchas Isur Biya, the Rambam's laws of forbidden relations. And we discuss here a unique erva, that of the Nida, which is not any specific woman per se, but it's in general, in any woman, even a man's wife, she could be an erva at specific times of the month, known as menstruation, which in this parak we discuss that of the blood that comes up during tashmish, during marital intimacy, and regarding the inspection, the checking, it's called the bedika, of the dam of the nida. So the Rambam begins, Nalacha Aleph, regarding the prohibition of having relations with a nida, or a similar state known as zava, and something which is called in halacha, a similar name, that of a yoledes, a woman who gave birth. Says the Rambam, Hanida, the menstruating woman, Harehi kashar kol arayis, she's just like all other forbidden arayis. In other words, to have relations with a nida is not just a halacha which mentioned the Torah, that of tumah, which is a ritual impurity. Rather, there's a prohibition of iser, not just of tumah, of that of an erva. Now, hamarba, if someone has penetration with a nida, if just the corona enters, bein kedarka, whether in the normal way, bein shelo kedarka, whether in the unnatural way, meaning whether vaginally or anally, chayav kars, liable for the death from b'dei shemayim of kars. And even if the girl was his wife, whoever the nida is, if she's just over 3 years old, because less than that, it won't qualify as a bia. As we said, Hilchas Isur Bia is prohibitions of having relations, so she has to be at least 3 years old. But as long as she's over 3 years old, Kishar Rais is just like any other erva, like one's mother, one's daughter. Here, the woman, even if she's not a prohibited woman per se, but if she's a nida, has the same halacha. And the reason is Shabbas mistama benida, because a girl could become tame as a nida, even in the day of her birth. In other words, if she's born with dam from the uterus, is she's going to have halacha as a nida. Now, the liability is only going to be, like we said, over 3 years old, because it has to qualify as a bia of a nida. But she herself could become a nida even on the day that she's born. Uvasa sar yamim, and if she's already 10 days old, mitama b'ziva, she could have the tumma of ziva, which, as we'll explain, there's a difference in halacha between nida and zava. If a woman sees 3 consecutive days after the 7 days of nida, then she becomes a zava, as Rambam explained in Perek Vav. So therefore, the minimum to be a zava has to be 10 days from birth, because you have to have the day you're born a nida. Then for 7 days, no matter what the situation is, you're a nida. And then if you have 3 days after that, consecutively, which is by day 10, then she can become a ziva. And v'dov is a mepi Shmuel Amdo, and this idea was heard from the tradition, that she'ein hefesh b'gedel l'ketana, there's no difference between an adult or a minor, l'tumas nidas of a zavas. To have the tuma, the halacha of nida or zava, that doesn't make a difference how old the girl is. She could even be a day old baby, she could have the halacha of a nida and 10 days old as a zava. Halacha base. Now ve'echer abal l'nida kol shavas yamim, whether someone had relations with the woman when she was menstruating for all the 7 days. Meaning, even if she only had a discharge of blood only on day one, but for the next 7 days she's considered as a nida. And so to v'echra ba'al ha'yaladis, if someone has relations with a woman who gave birth, which is Ram is going to explain that she has the same tumma of nida as like a nida, and even if she didn't even have blood when she gave birth, as Ram will explain later on in the 10th parak, whether she's a woman who gave birth by Zachar, it's called Shiva. For a boy, biblically it's for 7 days, or al yaledes nekeva kol arba'as, or if she gave birth to a girl, then this halacha of, so to speak, nida of a woman who gave birth is for 14 days, or for the woman that we said, as we'll explain exactly what ziva is, it's the same type of discharge, but it's a certain time period. So regarding the zava, it's kol yimei ziva, all the days that she has a flow of dam, usfiraso, or when she's counting, because the unique halacha, biblically, with that of a zava, to have what's called shivan nekiyim. You have to have 7 clean days without a discharge to be tahir, as Rambam explained later on Perek Vav Halacha Ches, and even if she immersed in the mikvah during this time, she's not going to be tahir until she actually counts shivan nekiyim. But again, it doesn't make a difference bein shivcha, whether she's a maidservant, bein mishachreres, whether she's freed. All the cases we just described, hakol b'karis, they're all going to have, if one has relations with this woman, a punishment of karis, because they're all called nida. She never been nida, like it says, by the menstruating woman, shivas yam ti b'nidas. For 7 days, she's in the nida state. Even though she only saw dam one day, the next 7 days, for the 7 day period from when she sees, she's considered as a nida. Uvezavan, regarding the zava, is kol yimei zev tumas. This is all the days of her flow, of her tumah, kimei nidasa tia. She's going to be like the days of her nida, which again is the same criterion that whether she is hasing the flow or whether she's counting, which is part of that, has sim halacha as nida, again, which one gets karas. When one gives birth to a boy, it says in the pasuk, kimei nidas devais the tidma. Like the days of her nida flow, she's going to be tummy when she gives birth to a boy. So too, when she gives birth to a girl, it says, she'll be tummy for 2 weeks as her nida. So again, you see all these are called nida, and they all have the halacha of nida, which is an erva that's punishable by karas. Now, halacha gimel. Bamed, remember, when did we say that we said that the tumas are contingent on the days? Like we said, there's 7 days for Nida, and if one gives birth to a boy, there's 14 days giving birth to a girl, and you have the days of Ziva and the Shivan Akiyam for a Zava, and we said after those days have passed, then she's Tahira, but that's contingent on another variable. This only if she also immersed herself in the gathered waters known as a mikvah after the days that she counted. But regarding these women, whether it be a nida or a zava, or a woman gave birth, she told the main mikvah that she did not immerse herself in the mikvah waters. Habal achasman, if someone has relations with one of those women, even after many years, still chayav karas, he's going to be chayav karas. Because she be yam utvilo talakas, the pasuk makes a contingent on the days as we mentioned before, and on the immersing in the mikvah. Shalom, like it says in the pasuk, v'rachatzu v'mayim, that they immerse in the water, which Rama says, this is a building block, meaning what's also known in Talmudic literature as a mamitzinu, which somebody explicit in one place, we could use it to learn that to other places. L'chol tamei, for anyone who's tamei, shu betumasai at sheyitvol, like it says in the pasuk, v'rachatzu b'mayim, they have to bathe in the water. That applies to all tumas, that you're considered tamei until you immerse yourself in the mikvah. Now, halacha dalet, hagoyim, but non-Jews, in chayiv melei mishum nida, there's no liability for being menstruating, melei mishum zava, not for, again, which is the days that come after nida, which has a different halachic status, but it's a similar idea, there's no problem of zava, melei mishum yiled, there's no halacha of a woman who gave birth, there's no halachas of these isurim regarding a non-Jew, but the sages, they made a decree on all non-Jews, the men and the women, we treat them halachically like zavim, whether they had a ziva discharge or not, regarding the laws of tumah and tara, not regarding isurim, where there's always those two ideas by anida, there's the isur of the erva of anida, and then there's the tumah tahara, which is regarding laws of mikdash and bekadshim. So regarding tumah and tara, regarding that, the rabbis decreed that they will have the halacha of a zava as a ziva as a zav as a way of keeping us separate from them. Halacha hey, kol dam shetira hayeled is patech lamegimel shazacha. Now, however, all the blood that a woman gave birth sees within the 30 days, which is after the 7 days that we said that she's tamei for giving birth to a boy. The following 33 days when she gives birth to a boy, or after the 2 weeks that we consider tumas leida for giving birth to a girl, the following 66 days, which by boy is a total of 40 and for a girl is a total of 80, who a nikra dam tayar, that's considered what's called the pure blood. And therefore, meaning to say that there's no halacha of tumma regarding that, and therefore doesn't hold back a woman from being together with her husband. Ella, rather, she immersed herself in the mikveh after 7 days when she gives birth to a boy, after 14 days she gives birth to a girl. She allowed to have marital intimacy, although the blood is flowing and coming down, doesn't make a difference. That's called dam tahara. That does not make a woman halacha of a nida. Now, the halacha above continues regarding the timing of what we just mentioned, the other variable of tevila, of immersing in the mikveh. Says Ram, kol chayav tefilas, all those which are obligated in immersing in the mikvah, tefilasim bayam, they all, their obligation is to immerse during the daytime. Chutz minida v'yiladus, except for a woman that was menstruating and who gave birth. And the reason is, shari oimim benida, because it says, benida shivas yam tim nidasa, for 7 days, for 7 full days, she should be in her nida state, which means hashiva kulim nidasa, all 7 days in her menstrual state. So she most do it on the day, and then they wait for sundown, and then they're tar. Here, no, she can't do anything. She's a total nida for those 7 days. So if it develops, b'leil shemini, so she immerses herself in the night of the 8th day, meaning after the 7th day, that night is when she tables in the mikveh at night. V'chein yuled zacha, also if she gave birth to a boy, b'leil shemini on the night of the 8th day, and v'yled z'nekeva, so if she gave birth to a girl, b'leil chamisha, also after the 14 days, the night of the 15th, which is when the day starts. She'yled z'kanida, because like we said, the woman gives birth like a nida, k'mashran, like we explained in halacha beis. So therefore she has the same halacha as a nida, which again has to be after the 7 days are over. Halacha zayin. Now let's say this acher yom rabim leitava. Let's say she already went by many days and she just didn't go to the mikveh yet. Kesha titvul, when she does immerse herself, leititvul al balayla, she should only immerse herself at nighttime. Now, you would think to say, wait a second, the whole point why we don't do it during the daytime is only because the 7 days are a unit of Tumi, you can't embrace yourself then, but already by day 11, day 14, whatever it is, so now you're already past the 7 days. So why can't you immerse during the daytime? Says the Rambam, you're going to immerse yourself during the daytime, you two people are going to make a mistake. And they're going to say, oh, she was a nida, she went to the mikveh during the daytime. And they're going to think that, like other those who tayvel, that they could go during the daytime and wait for sundown and then mitar, which would be after 7 days, which is not correct by the nida. So to avoid confusion, we never let during the daytime. But as the Rambam says, halacha ches, let's say she was ill. Let's say the place of mikveh is very far away. And hence, the women, they can't go there and come back at nighttime. Either they are listed because of bandits, or they are seen because it's too cold, or they should know in Medina Malaylo because they lock the gates of the city at nighttime. So be that as it may, then as long as not within the first 7 days, I raise it to Vels B'yam Shemini, then she could immerse herself during the day if it's already by the 8th day, or some other later day during the daytime. So although ideally we want it during the nighttime, but in those, under those extenuating circumstances, as long as after the first 7 days, she could immerse herself during the daytime. Now the Ram continues Allah test regarding what we call a cheskes tahara, presumption of purity, and the trustworthiness of the woman, which we do trust them, regarding their state of nida or not. As Ram says, kol anashim shishlim vesis, any woman that has a vesis, a vesis is known as a period, but it's a specifically, what the Ram means to say is what's called a ves kavua. It's a set time when the woman always sees her menstrual blood on that same day, which is generally a monthly cycle. She has a set time when she has her period. So becheskes tahara lebaleihen. So those type of women have a presumption of purity for their husbands. As we're saying, it specifically if she has a vest, which is a set time, then she's permitted automatically when it's not during that vest. But if she doesn't have a set vest, she sometimes gets day 21 or day 32 or whatever it is that day of the month, then you have to ask her if she had dam or not. But a woman who has a vest, so we have a presumption that she's mutter to her husband, Atra Timlin, so she tells him, Tumiani, that I became Tame, I had that she had a flow of blood. Or until the presumption that she's a menstruating woman amongst her neighbors because they see her walking around with her nida clothing. Now let's say her husband, who this woman has a vest kavua, he goes to another country. When he left, she was tahar. She was non-menstruating. Kishiyavai, when he comes back home, in a tachlishla, he doesn't have to ask her, oh, did you become tummy? I feel a mitzayishin, even if he finds her sleeping, he's allowed to have a relation with her. As long as it's not during that time period of when she expects, as it usually comes, during that period. And she doesn't have to be concerned that maybe she's menstruating. Now, but if he left her as a nida, asurlai, then she's forbidden to him. Because here she actually had a cheskes tumah because he left her in the state of nida. So she tells him, oh, in the time that you went away, I went to the mikveh and I'm tar, only then is it going to be permitted tar. Halacha Yidram continues, Isha Shem Labala. Let's say a woman says to her husband, Tumayani, I'm tame, I'm a nida. And then she says, nah, tarani, really, I'm tar, it's not true, I wasn't a nida. And in the beginning I was just joking, I was kibitzing around with you. Saying the man, she's not believed. She already made herself in the cheskes tahara, and we believed her. Now, but v'mnasna masla devera, but if she gives a good excuse for what she's saying, then the man is then she's believed. As Ram says, Ketzad, how so? Let's say tvar ba'al. Let's say the husband says, let's be intimate. V'achayso yayima ima b'chatzar, but his sister or his mother is there in the courtyard, and he doesn't realize it's not, she's embarrassed. She says, oh, Tumayani, I'm impure right now. And then she subsequently comes back and she says, no, Tairani, I'm really Tahar. I didn't say that I'm Tahar. Your mother and your sister was there. Maybe they're going to see us. I don't want them to realize. Her is a mother, so she's believed because she has a good excuse to say why she said that. Is there anything that's similar to this? Meaning, for example, let's say she says, I made a mistake, I thought it was a nida, I found out really I'm not. Or she says that, really, I wasn't feeling well, I was weak, so I said I'm tame. But anything that makes sense, that's a good excuse, then we accept what she's saying and she's believed. Again, continue on that we believe the woman, what's going on over here with her body. Let's say Hamishamish Matari, he was having relations with a woman that's tar, meaning his wife that wasn't a nida. Ramalin, she says to him, Nit Macy, I'm having a flow right now, became tummy. Oh, so said the Ramalin, Lo Yifrish Miyad Behubik Yeshuya. So the husband's getting all afraid, he's having a relation with a nida, which is forbidden. He should not immediately separate himself with his erection. Shano Le Bitsi Yasa Kibi Yasa, because it's as pleasurable, removing himself as inserting himself. And the imperish hubik yeshoiv is going to separate with his erection. Chayev karas kamesh bal nida. He's going to be liable karas as if he's having a relation with a nida, because that's the same thing as entering is exiting. Vod demasharas, and something applies to all other rice. If he finds out, and removing with the erection is also punishable because. And the kid says, what should he do? He's having relations and she's a nida. So noyetz tziporni ragel bakak. What he has to do is he has to press his toenails into the ground. Vishoya, and he should wait, and not shake, until the limb, the organ, so to speak, dies, meaning it loses its erection. And then he should slip out, but not to do it when it's erect. Halachit Beis Ram continues regarding not having relations anytime near the vest, when we are already suspecting that she's going to have her period. As Rama says, the person is forbidden to have relations with his wife when it's near the expected time of her period. Now, that's specifically relations, as the Rama is saying, but regarding all other types of separations, that they weren't so stringent, because the whole halacha of vestis is only rabbinic. Now, the reason why he's not supposed to have relations is because maybe she's going to see the blood during the time of relations, like it says in the Pasuk, which is alluding this to halacha, you should separate the Jewish people from their impurities, which means to say, be careful. Now, the comma, how much around the time of the vest do we have to be careful? If our expected period would come during the daytime, or it came last time, they now have relations from the beginning of the day. If she saw it, or she usually sees this one at night, then you not have relations from the beginning of the night. Now, halacha yud gimel. Let's say of a vest of a lay rasa. Let's say, okay, that period when she expects it, it already passed and she didn't see dam. So materas l'shamash achar shetavo inas avestas. And once that period, whether it be a day or night period, like we said, passes, then he's permitted to have relations with her. As Rambam says, Kate said, how so? Let's say she would normally see during noon on the daytime, on that day. So, like we said, in all of the relations from the beginning of the day. Now, let's say already the 6 days and the 6 hours in the day passed and she didn't have her expected period. So, you don't have relations until the evening. So, that whole vesis, that daytime period, is forbidden. So, if she would see normally at midnight, at nighttime, and that already passed and she didn't see, you don't have relations until the next morning when the sun shines, and then again, that time already passed, and then he's permitted to have relations there. Now, Lachid Dal Ram continues regarding, as we're saying, that by the vesis, we're expecting the period. So now the Ram says regarding that we said regarding the prohibition of having relations, which we said that he could have relations with her if she has a ves kavua. What do we do? How do we check before and after relations regarding the concern about seeing dam? Which obviously, if a woman sees dam, you now have relations. It's a chayiv karas of having bia with a nida. Says Aram like this: Derech bnei Yisrael lebnei Yisrael, the custom of the Jewish men and women is lo elam livdik asmam achat tashmash. They always check themselves after marital relations. Kids at house, so Aram explains what's done. Bekanecha ish atzmai, the man wipes his organ, but matlis nachain like with a cloth that's prepared for him, that's appropriate for him. Umakanecha seish atzma, matlis nachain la, and the woman wipes her general area with a cloth that's prepared for her. Veroyim, and they look at it. Because maybe there was a dam during relations, and because of that concern that there might have been dam during relations, they have to see, to check, to see if she's in need. Now, a man could leave his wife to check both cloths, even his own cloth, because as we said before, just that we trust her regarding her own cloth, so we trust her also regarding his cloth, she could do all the checking. Now, in Halacha Tzavah, the Rambam qualifies, it says, these garments that they wipe themselves with, pishon, have to be of linen, shchakim that are worn out, levana, white, then he has to have something that the blood will show up on. And they're what's called, the terminology we use for these clothes are called edim, which means that of witnesses, which they will testify regarding if she's in need or not. Now, the garment that he wipes himself on, Nikra HLA, is called his witness. And the garment that she wipes herself with, Nikra HLA, is called her witness. Allah the Ram says, Hatznois, the modest women, Amishamshas, they never have relations, until they first check themselves beforehand, Koidin Tashmish before relations, to make sure that she's not in either. Now, this was all if a woman has a set period. We don't expect it. And then the other day, okay, the modest women, they still check themselves anyway. But a woman who does not have a set period, something to be this day, something to be that day, says the Rambam, Asur l'sham ashash tibdik. She's forbidden devilish until she checks. We don't know when it's going to happen, so you have to make sure that she's not a nida now. Now, lefikach, therefore, he mishamesh l'bishnei edim. So she has relations with two cloths. Echel lefnei atashmash, one is before relations, because you have to make sure she's not a nida. And ve'echel achatashmash, like we said, in all women anyway, and men, they do after relations. So this woman who doesn't have a veskavu has to do it before and after having relations. Now, aval isha sheish levestes, but a woman that has a set period, as we mentioned before, in a tzricha edlef netashma, she does not require a cloth before she has relations. And mishum tznei esbavat, like we said, like we opened up the halacha, that's only for those who are the modest ones. Now, aval achatashma, but after relations, hakot tzricha shneidim, everyone needs these two cloths, even those who are not necessarily the modest ones, which the Ravid actually discusses, and some versions of the Rambam said actually that the custom that we don't check after every time having relations. The Rambam here says it that it is necessary after every time having relations. You have to have two cloths, echad levechala, one for him, one for her. And afilu mubaris, even if she's pregnant, umaniko, or nursing, or zakeinu, or elderly woman, or katana, or a minor, where these women don't generally see dam. They generally, they're mselekes from them, they don't see blood. Still, like the shamash el b'shnei edim, they shouldn't have relations only if they have two cloths to check themselves after the relations. Echeloi vechelo, one for him, one for her. Now, ava besula, but regarding a virgin who never had the dam nida, and even the dam that she's going to have the first time is going to be the hymenal, which is not metamehar, because she's actually permitted to her husband the first 4 nights of marriage, as the Rambam says later on Perek Hey, or v'yisheves adam toyer, or a woman who's sitting on what's called pure blood, meaning she's a yeled. This woman gave birth, which we said for the next days by the boy or the girl, 66 days is the days that we don't suspect, or the 33 days of a boy. So then in the Tzricha Edim, then there's no obviously necessity of these claws, shahari dam sheisim, because the blood's flowing out and we're still not concerned. But all other women, says the Rambam, they require to check themselves after each time that they have relations. Beforehand, depends. If she does not have a set period, then she has to check. And if she does, then only that's new, is only the modest ones do. Now, halacha yitzayin. Hameshamesh mitasei pam rabba. So we spoke about the obligations of checking when there was mad relations as a concern if there is dam, which is obviously of extreme importance. Not just in general, no, she's a nida, because the idea is during marital relations. That's the primary isser of having relations with a nida. But let's say Hashemesh Mitzvah Pam Rabbis. Let's say a man had marital relations many times in one night. So Einam Tzrichim Livdik Shnei Ha'edim Shalem Al Kol Bia Bia. They don't have to check their two cloths after every time they had relations. El Mekaneach Hu Ba'et Shalai. Rather, what they do is he wipes himself with his cloth. V'hi Ba'et Shalai, and she wipes herself with her cloth. Acha Kol Bia Bia Shal Kol Alayla. Yeah, after every relation, act of relations, they wipe themselves. But you don't have to check it every time. But you wipe yourself. Because, again, it might have happened during that of Bia. And it could get lost during the act of intercourse. And then tomorrow, since they wipe themselves every time, so had they been there, it wouldn't get lost because it would be going on the cloth. And then tomorrow, they check the cloth. But you don't have to check it every time during the night itself. So tomorrow, if Nimtza Adam, if they find the blood, al-eit shaloi, on his or her cloth, then we're going to presume that she's Tameh, and we're going to know that she's a nida. Now, the Rambam continues now regarding if there's a doubt that comes up regarding the source of the blood that's on the cloth. Let's say Shimshim Mitasa, let's say they had marital relations, v'kincha atzma, and she wiped herself, v'avre'eit, and then the cloth got lost. So she shouldn't go ahead and have relations a second time until she checks herself be'ed achatchila with another cloth first, because it's like she didn't check because we don't have the cloth over here. And shemadam hoyalo eid shavit, because maybe there was blood on the cloth that was lost. And to verify, she has to go ahead and check herself a second time. Halacha yitches. Hanicha ha'eid. Let's say she placed the cloth, which we're talking about over here, that the cloth was checked before they wiped with it and there was no blood in it, because if the cloth was never even checked, then it wouldn't make her tame unless there was the stain was the size of a split bean and more. But let's say it was checked and the cloth was, after they used it, they placed the tachas akar, tachas akesas, beneath the pillow, beneath the blanket, to check it later on. and v'nimtza lav dam, and then they find blood on it. So it depends what shape it is to tell us if they're tamei. Im mashach, if it's elongated, it's stretched. So tamei. So then it's obviously from the wiping and from their body, and therefore shouldn't be tamei. Sheches kasim nekenuch, because the presumption is it's when she wiped herself, and we see that there's dam that they came out of her body. V'mhoya alga, but it was round, and then actually tahira shekh mi tahar. Now, this is all talking about as long as this, what's called this kesem, this stain, is less than a gris va'id, which we'll explain later on what that is, but if it's bigger than the size of a gris, and even if it's round, the Rambam is going to tell us later in Perek Tes, it's going to be tummy. And also, it's if she didn't put it beneath the pillow, rather if she had put it, let's say, in a box, even it would be round and less than the gris, it would be tummy, because then you can't presume that it's from a louse, like we're going to say right now. But here, we should put under a pillow, where in Talmudic times, and in halachic literature, when they created this gezerah of ksamim, so there were lice around. So if it's round, she's going to be tar. Shein ze'el adam ha'chayles, because this is only the blood of a louse. And shenegah tachas kar, which got killed beneath the pillow, so not even from her, because the shape tells us and indicates us that. So therefore, we're going to presume that she's actually tar. Halacha yotes. Kincha asma be'ed abadikul. Let's say she wipes herself with a cloth that was checked. It was a clean, bedika cloth. V'tachatu b'yedecha. But then, when she wiped herself, she also went and it swiped against her thigh. And tomorrow they find blood on that cloth, because you know she had wiped this up during the nighttime when they were having relations, and the next day they find blood, and she's going to be tummy. Meaning the chiddush is, we don't say, oh, maybe the cloth swiped against her thigh, maybe there was a louse on her and it killed the louse. We don't say that. We presume it's from a uterus. Now, kincha atzma be'eit she'ein the body cloth. But let's say she wiped herself with a cloth that wasn't pre-checked. We don't know what the cloth was before she wiped herself. She was looking, oh, we need the bedika cloth. She just grabbed something, she wiped herself with that. But lo yada, she doesn't know, im hoyu lav dam, kin shetekan lech, but she doesn't know, was there blood on that cloth before she wiped? Or lo hoyu nimtza lav dam, or maybe there was no blood, she doesn't know. So, im hoyu dam kegris va'eit, if the blood had more than the size of a split bean, so harizu nida, and we're going to explain later on what exactly the shir of gris va'eit is, but then we presume her to be a menstruating woman, because we cannot be toilet anyways b'machilis if it's such a big size, because the blood of those bugs weren't even that big. But if ha'yipachis magan, if it was less than that, so then tar, then she's considered tar, she'enel b'machilis. Again, here we're going to presume that it's from the louse, because it wasn't pre-checked anyway. And therefore, we're going to say that she's tar. Now, halacha chaf, the Rambam continues regarding what happens if a woman does actually see dam. Meaning there's two elements that we're talking about over here. When we check a woman by tashmish, well, this first of all, because we don't want the blood to get lost. Generally, a woman's body, she's able to spot what's coming out. By tashmish, there's a concern that it's going to get lost, and we want to be able to check to make sure, in addition to the next halacha, which is there's a different concern, besides the fact that it's forbidden to have beer with a nida, so you want to check beforehand. You also want to check afterwards to make sure no dam is lost. So in general, just to know if she's a nida, but then there's another problem. If a woman actually sees dam because of tashmish, somehow, physiologically speaking, if the tashmish causes her to have a discharge of blood, that could be a huge problem, because obviously that would not allow them to have relations because she's a nida and it's coming because of the tashmish. So Rambam says like this, Misha Rosa Dam B'Shash Tashmish, if a woman sees blood during marital relations, so HaRizim Materis L'Shamesh K'Shetit Ter Pamashnei, so she's permitted to get relations with them a second time when she becomes tar from that nida that she became during the time when they were having relations the first time. Let's say Rosa Dam B'Pamashnei, let's say a second time it happens, that second time around, they're having relations, and again, in the middle of relations, she has Dam. So Misha Pamashlich, so again, the third time after she became tar, they get relations again. Let's say she saw dam the third time during relations. She's forbidden from having relations with her husband forever. Now, but medrum, when do we say this? But when there's nothing else to hang it on, there's nothing else to make the blood contingent on. And it's obviously coming because of tashmish. And there's a chazak, it happened three times. But if let's say she had relations during when it was close to her period, then we're going to say that's not coming from the tashmish, it's coming because of her expected period. Or let's say she had a wound in the place of the source of where the menstrual blood comes from. So toilet b'maka, then we will make it dependent on it was because of the wound. But let's say the blood of the wound is it looks like a different shade of blood than that which happens during marital relations, obviously in the toilet b'maka, then you cannot make it dependent on the wound because obviously it looks different. But when the men is each alone, the woman's believed to say, "You know what? I have a uteral wound, meaning I have a wound in the uterus from where the blood's coming out from, she's believed to say that's why she's bleeding, even though it's coming out of the same place that we can't tell. She's saying, I'm telling you I have a wound. And therefore, based on what she's saying, she'll be permitted to her husband. Even though blood's coming out of the uterus when they're having relations, doesn't make a difference because it's not the dam nida, and she's believed to say that it's coming from a wound. Halacha chaval. Going back to the case that we mentioned before, if a woman has dam during relations, one time, two times, three times, the ancient double litlis, like we said, there's nothing else to depend it on. How is it to skash? She has to get divorced. Again, because we have a chazaka that this woman is seeing dam of nida with her husband because of tashmish. So she has to get divorced. And mutesla nasa l'shem, but she's permitted to get married to a second man. Let's say she gets married to a second man. Again, with this husband, she sees dam three times in a row, having relations from having dam nida because of relations. I raise a discussion with the nasa l'shlishi. So she has to get divorced, and she can marry a third husband. This is Lashishi Varasadam Kak Mashatashmashalbam. Let's say she gets divorced and she gets married to the third person, and by him also she sees dam those three times from having relations. She has to get divorced, Basuli Nasi, and she's forbidden to get married to anybody because again there's a chazaka that she sees dam because of Tashmash for any man, because it's already been three men, that's a chazaka on all men, that she's gonna see dam akhla tashmash, there is not get married, Ashur Tavar Machilizan until she gets healed from this sickness, which in the Ram Halacha basis is Kitzel Bedekas Atam Leidim Nirpes or Leinirpes. How could she check herself to know if she's healed or not? So you do the following idea: Mevish Veferes Shel Aver. She brings a tube of lead, or at least anything that's not going to cut her, because we're trying to ascertain where the blood is coming from. Ufi Rotzav Leteicha, and the lip of that tube is folded over inside again to prevent any scratching. So you insert the tube in the vaginal canal as far as it could go in. Now you stick into that tube a shaft, meaning if you don't put this shaft inside the tube, if you're going to find blood at the edge of the cotton, as we're going to describe in a moment, you're not going to know definitively that the blood's coming from the uterus. Whereas if, let's say, you have this cotton in the shaft, which is in the tube, and you find blood on the edge of that cotton, like the Q-tip on the edge, then you're going to know for sure it's from the uterus because you have this tube that's separating and from the side, so it's not getting any from the woman's thighs or anywhere on the vaginal canal. So you put a shaft into that tube, and you put like almost like a Q-tip, you put the cotton on the top of the shaft. So the top of the shaft is not going to cut her and make blood come out because it's a piece of cotton. But the thekas say, "Achigi ha'moich l'tzavarechem." Then you push that piece of cotton until that piece of cotton reaches what's called the cervix, which is the neck of the uterus, which is where the narrow part of the uterus is, which is up until where the male organ reaches during relations. And then you take out the piece of cotton. If you find blood on the edge of the meich, obviously it's the penetration. It's obviously the marital relations. It's something that's being inserted that's causing the blood to come out, because here we know for sure it's coming from the uterus. So then she's not healed. But let's say you don't find anything on the piece of cotton at all, then obviously the blood that she's having every time they're having relations is it's from the pressing of the vaginal walls from the sides. And that abrasion is causing the blood to come out, utari, and therefore she's tar. Because it's not coming from, although we can't tell because we just see the external part, but it's not coming from the uterus. And therefore she's permitted to get married to other people because she's already healed, even though when this happened with three men three times, again, it was because of the wound that she had. But here she's allowed to get married to other people. She's like we explained in the halachas of Ishus in Perek Chafei Halacha Ches, which, interesting, the Rambam is saying that this bedika will permit her to marry other people, but it sounds like not to the husband, that she really had a chazaka to see dam achmas tashmish, because although this proves that actually she's not, it's actually from the vaginal canal, but it's better that she marry other people because maybe she won't see at all, and we won't have to rely on this bedika, although it works, but we'd rather go to have that, you know, you do it the best way, and therefore the Rambam says it to go ahead and marry other people. But again, this bedikah shows that she's quote-unquote healed, that it's not coming from the uterus, and therefore she's not really a nida machmas tashmash.